Once exclusive to California, methamphetamine production has spread rapidly across the country over the past decade. Meth labs can now be found in the Midwest and on the East Coast, in big cities and small towns, and even in communities that never thought they'd have a drug problem. Since 1998, Idaho State Police have shut down over 600 meth labs. Many were located in homes with children present. Idaho State Police Officer Alan Oswald says being anywhere near a meth lab is a potentially deadly situation.
Most of the chemicals used in the manufacturing of methamphetamine are either carcinogens, which cause cancer, can cause upper respiratory illnesses, or are flammables, as well as the actual product of methamphetamine itself. When a methamphetamine cook is conducted in the house, these chemicals are easily available. They're absorbed into the carpets, the walls, and there's actual methamphetamine floating around in the air. I've actually seen kids that have pajama bottoms that the knees are eaten out of due to chemicals being on the carpet.
He says in the past, police would just step over children when they'd raid a lab. Concerned about the number of youngsters they were stepping over, the Idaho State Police hosted a Drug Endangered Children's Conference this summer. Police, doctors, and social workers created a statewide pilot plan to ensure kids rescued from meth labs get the help they need. It requires police to spend more time gathering evidence of child neglect. U.S. Attorney Monty Stiles says it also calls on prosecutors to crack down on people who manufacture drugs with a child present.
We're talking about protocols so that every part of the system, from health and welfare to the fire department to the police to everybody along the way, is making those children a priority, protecting their safety, protecting their health, worrying about them first in terms of what chemicals they may be exposed to, making sure they get off clothes and get clean clothes on that haven't been exposed to those chemicals, getting them out of homes where there's a great danger of explosion, and getting away from adults that put them in harm's way every single day.
Now, all children found in meth labs are sent to the hospital to be scrubbed down and screened for health problems. Sacramento pediatrician Angela Rosas, who spoke at the Boise conference, says chemicals aren't the only hazards children face when mom or dad make meth.
Parents who are making methamphetamine, using methamphetamine, are just living in squalor. These children are growing up with rotten food and animal feces and just a horrible, filthy place that they're living in. They end up getting malnourished, skin problems, health problems. And probably the absolute most pervasive problem is neglect that the children suffer as far as not being any type of nurturing environment. They have long-term behavioral problems, emotional problems. They have delays in their development.
Children of addicted parents grow into troubled adults, according to Dr. Alex Stalkup, who has worked with meth addicts and their families for over 20 years at the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic in San Francisco.
Kids growing up in meth families have a lot of trouble forming attachments. They have a lot of difficulty trusting adults. They tend to be guarded, very guarded in new situations. Kids, even from a young age, learn to develop an us versus them mentality vis-a-vis straight society. Their parents, the people they're being raised with, view straight society as a threat to what they're doing. So very young, kids learn to grow up essentially as outlaws.
U.S. Attorney Monty Stiles says there is no way a meth addict can be a proper parent.
When people take drugs, especially methamphetamine, they lose their natural affections towards other people. They lose their natural empathy towards other humans. And children are the victims. Mom cannot take care of the baby when she's high. Mom does not pay attention to the baby when she's trying to score. Dad cannot take care of the baby when he's sleeping off a three-day runner up on methamphetamine. It doesn't happen. If people think that these children are being cared for, they are kidding themselves.
By putting the highest priority on helping kids rather than arresting their parents, the pilot project gives these children a chance to succeed. Idaho State Colonel Dan Charbonneau says everybody benefits.
We probably stumble across 10 to 20 kids inside meth labs each year. Now, is that a lot? I don't know. But to me, it's important because of one simple thing. I think one life lost, one kid not accounted for, one kid not taken care of can have a dramatic effect on society.
Police and prosecutors are testing the new program in the rural mountain towns of northern Idaho, where most of the state's meth labs are found. Officials say there are still a few kinks to work out, but they anticipate the strategy to be in place statewide by the end of the year. For Main Street, I'm Justin Terry in Boise, Idaho.